I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 31st, 2026. The workers of a bankrupt Pike County coal producer have sued the company to recover back pay and benefits. Curtis Tate has more.
Joseph Barnett, a former employee of Clintwood JOD LLC, filed a lawsuit in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in London, Kentucky last week. Barnett is seeking class status for himself and 300 workers who were terminated in February. According to the complaint, Clintwood did not provide its affected workers with the 60 days notice required by the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, or WARN Act. The lawsuit seeks 60 days of wages and benefits that workers should have been paid through April. About 700 workers of two West Virginia coal operators who were terminated since the beginning of the year did receive WARN notices. All told, 1,000 coal jobs have been cut across both states in 2026. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
After a month of meetings and debate, Lexington's Civic Assembly came to a close last weekend. It was organized by Civic Lex, a local civic education nonprofit, to get more residents involved in tackling city issues. The 36-member group came into the process with two topics in mind: how often the city's charter should be reviewed and council members' pay. The assembly ended up with three proposals: having a committee of 36 residents review the charter every 8 years, increasing council member pay to nearly $60,000 per year, and adding more accountability measures for council members. Assemblymember Tommy Claspy called the process incredibly thorough.
We had to fit within the legal parameters that was allowed. We couldn't just do whatever. So there were some things that we wanted to do that would likely not pass and if challenged in court.
The group will present its recommendations to Lexington's City Council for consideration. If the council agrees to those recommendations, they'll be put on the ballot for residents to vote on later this year. The Kentucky Attorney General wants a two-decade-old case halting the death penalty dismissed. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman reports how that motion could take Kentucky a step closer to restarting executions.
No one has been executed in Kentucky since 2008, but two dozen people still sit on death row, some with their appeals otherwise exhausted. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman has vigorously pushed to bring back the death penalty. The pause in execution revolves around court challenges that Kentucky's execution protocols are unconstitutional, including its safeguards for prisoners with intellectual disabilities. On Monday, Coleman's office argued before Franklin Circuit Court Judge Philip Shepard that he should dismiss the 2006 case.
It's time for this case to end, not to sweep anything under the rug, but to uphold the rule of law and to recognize this is needless delay.
David Barron, the lawyer representing 14 death row inmates, says they still have numerous concerns with the execution protocols, including determinations for insanity and the 2 hours they've allowed themselves to insert an IV.
We've told corrections what changes we believe needed to be made that would resolve all our claims. They exercise their discretion, which is their right, not to make the vast majority of those changes.
There is no timeline by which the Franklin Circuit Court judge must rule on the case. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
Funeral arrangements have been released for a Kentucky airman who died while supporting the war with Iran. 34-year-old Technical Sergeant Ashley Pruitt of Bardstown was killed March 12th after an aircraft tanker she was in crashed in western Iraq. She was one of six who died in the accident and was assigned to MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. According to her obituary, Pruitt's body will arrive at Samuel Fields Airport in Bardstown on April 9th for a dignified transfer and escort to Hofflin Greenwell Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held April 11th at New Salem Baptist Church Cemetery, with cremation to follow. Pruitt leaves behind her husband and two children. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.